It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan, in for Guy Raz. Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma, say it's too early to say whether race was a factor in a shooting spree that left 3 dead and 2 critically wounded Friday. This morning, a break. Police arrested 2 men in connection with the shootings. The spree had Tulsa on edge all weekend. The victims were all African Americans. And early on, one surviving victim reported a lone white gunman fired the shots, which stoked public fears of a hate crime. One of the men arrested is 33-year-old Alvin Watts, who is white. The other, 19-year-old Jake England, is identified on some court records as white and on others as Native American. At a press conference this afternoon, Tulsa Police Chief Chuck Jordan was asked whether he thought the crime was racially motivated.
That's way too premature for me to make that comment. Again, I said, you know, you could look at the facts of the case and certainly come up with what would appear to be a logical theory, but we're going to let the evidence take us where we want to go. There are other motivations than race sometimes in these kinds of incidents, and we're going to look at all of it. But
when asked for his own thoughts on the killing, Chief Jordan responded this way.
It sickens me. It angers me. This is not what Tulsa, Oklahoma is about. Our hate groups are very spotty. We have them over the decades occasionally. They're not something we don't have them here to monitor them on a regular basis, and we feel fortunate about that.
Part of the focus on race comes from new information today about a post on Jake England's Facebook page. The post references the death of his father, who 2 years ago was shot and killed in a scuffle with an African-American man. Amanda Bland is a reporter for the Tulsa World newspaper and has been following the story.
There were some posts there showing that he was struggling with the death of his father. His father was killed in Tulsa 2 years ago. The anniversary was Thursday, and then the shootings happened early Friday. And there were some racially insensitive terms, to put it mildly, on his Facebook.
These shootings took place on Friday. What has the mood been like in Tulsa throughout the weekend?
You know, everybody was on edge immediately following the shootings when we kind of put it together that these things were connected, that they didn't have the people in custody, that the only leads they had were a white man and an older white pickup. That set people on edge, and everybody was, anxious to see what was going to happen. And I think, you know, we're all pleasantly surprised that it came together so quickly.
Amanda, have you talked to any of the victims' family members? How are they reacting to the news of the arrests?
I was able to get in contact with one person that was connected to the victims. One of the victims, William Allen, who was found Friday morning. I spoke with his wife, Jeanette. She was actually the first person to tell me that these men had been arrested. I received a text message from her early this morning, and she had heard from detectives that these two men had been arrested. I think she is relieved on some level, but she's still very distraught. And she, you know, specifically said to me that this isn't going to bring her husband back.
Amanda Bland is a reporter with the Tulsa World. Thank you so much, Amanda.
Thank you, Laura.